Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shoftim, Perek Zayin, and we're in the middle of the story of Gideon. So here we have the young Gideon from the youngest family, the smallest family of Manasseh.
Smallville indeed.
And the Malach has told him that he's the one that's going to bring this Yeshua. And little did we realize that apparently, he had quite a name, this Gideon, because as soon as he makes the announcement, everybody is responds to him, and we'll see that his name was becoming famous outside of the borders as well. And so we begin, Vayashkem Yerubal hu Gideon v'chol ha'am asher ito, Vayachanu al ein charod, u'machane Midyan haya lo mitzafon migiv'at ha'moreh ba'emek. If you look in your maps, you will see Ein Harod at the foot of the Gilboa, and Givat Amoreh
sure.
To the north. You could show it now, sure.
Here's Emek Israel, here's Har Gilboa, here's Har Tavor, and in between them I marked this black blotch, this is Givat Amoreh. So Midian is Mitzafon with Givat Amoreh, and the Yisrael gathers here at the foot of Har Gilboa on this side at Ein Harod, and then they're going to come over and attack them, and then Midian escapes and goes out across by Sukkot Noel, and all the way out deep inside is the chase. Into these fertile valleys, but as we learn later in the parak, the escape route goes out this way. We'll deal with this later on. But this is where we are, on the other side of the Givat Moreh.
Vayomer Adonai Gideon, you know, there's been too much of a response. This is all I need, is to have all of you guys going out there fighting and then turning around and say, well, we did it again. All we needed was somebody to wake us up. We really did not require any particular grand siyata deshmaya. There's too many people. There's too many people. So exactly. That's what exactly we're going to do, okay? I am not going to give Midian to 30-some thousand people. It's ridiculous. So, Rav Amar Asher Yiktach Mititi Et Midyan Biyadam, because Pen Yitpa'er Ala Yisrael Eimor Yadi Hoshia Li. I know exactly what's going to happen. As soon as you win, it's going to be, aren't we great? So here's what we're going to do. Remember, this is all about Smallville. We're going to make it really small. V'yatak Rana Bozne Ha'am Leimor. First thing we got to do, as I say, let's get rid of all of the people that are worried, okay? So who's nervous? Okay, all the nervous guys, I wonder if this is Ein Harod. Yashov v'yitzpor mihar Gilad. What I want you to do is, you go back up, you stay in Har Gilad, and in the morning, Zilashon of Tzafra, yitzpor, of course there's a double meaning, because yitzpor also means a lookout, to look it up, bird's eye view. And the fact is, he really didn't want them to go home. Because these people, he was going to use for the route to go chasing after them, secure the waterway, so as we'll see later. So he tells them, look, in the morning, knowing that during the course of the night is when the attack's going to be, in the morning you'll go home. Meanwhile, stay up in Har Gilad. So now 22,000 people left.
Those are the smart ones.
Left or went up?
No, they went. They went away. So he wanted this to be done at a time when, you know, they wouldn't be embarrassed and so on. So he says, you know, just go out now. And that left 10,000 people. Aseret alafim nisharon, he's got now, it's only, you know, 10, 20 to 1. But Hashem says, no. This is too much, way too much. Vayomer Adonai Gideon, od ha'am rav dana. This is crazy. We got to get rid of more people. I'll tell you what we do. Hored otam el ha'mayim. I'm going to make my filter over there. We'll decide who we're going to take down at the water. The guys that I point out to you and I say these are the ones you take, those are the only ones that are going. Anybody I tell you send home, I don't want them. It's not that I don't want them. Make sure that they don't come. So then they get to the water. And now Hashem tells Gideon his plan. Okay. Gideon, here's what I want you to do. Let them go drink. And they're all very thirsty. Let them go drink. Kol asher yalok b'lishono min ha'mayim, kasher yalok ha'kelev, tatzigo tolavad. Anybody who licks from the water the way a dog would lick. Now, I'm going to learn this the way that makes the most sense to me. There's a Machlokas Rishonim and Achronim, how to learn it. And some have a different pshat, in which we take the ones that are Yolak B'Lashono. The most reasonable pshat, I believe, is like this. There's two groups I don't want. The ones that are going to lick with their tongues from the water, the way a dog licks. Put them aside, including anybody who gets down on his hands and knees, or he falls down flat, and he puts his face in the water. I don't want those guys. Out of the entire group, there were 300 shloshmeot ish who used their hands to take from the water. And they didn't put their heads in the water or bend down. Those are the guys that obviously were not comfortable on their knees. They're not comfortable on their knees. They're basically trying to bring it up to their face. I don't like people that get on their knees, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the kind of guys that they end up bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Jews aren't comfortable on their knees. I want the guys that aren't comfortable on their knees. Shlosh me'ot ish, cho yeter ha'am, koru al birkeim lishtot ha'mayim. Everybody else basically got down on their knees. Either they went all the way down to lick the water directly. So I want the guys that pick the water out in their hands.
Did they go down like this?
It doesn't matter. Who? Those guys, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because once they're not comfortable, they can even go down on their knees. But the point is to bring the water up. They don't like the idea of falling down on it. Okay. So therefore, for all intents and purposes, they could have done it if
so
they
could
have...
So that's not the distinction, whether it's one knee or two.
That's right. That's not the distinction. Vayomer Adonai El Gidon, this is it. B'shlosh me'ot ha'ishim malakikim, oshia etchem. I'll tell you what, we're going to use only these 300 guys that are malakik from their hands. Those are the ones we're going to use. V'natati et midyan b'yadecha. And v'chol ha'am yelchu ish le'mekomo. You'll notice that over here, he doesn't send them to the mountains to go away in the morning. He wants them away. Because now that we've identified them by separating out people who have a netiyah to avodah zarah, he doesn't want them around at all. He's not going to want them there to be the ones that now get involved in the route of Midian. Vaikutat et seidah ha'am b'yadam. So what he does is he takes the seidah that they had brought for the war. So basically you think, okay, we've got 30 some thousand people over here. We'll get some serious weaponry. No, I don't want weaponry. We're not interested in weaponry. Do they have any canteens? Do they have any flashlights? That's great. This is Smallville. We're going to go to war with canteens and flashlights, okay? And no soldiers. get everybody out of here. Now, this nobody's going to claim is ingenious planning for a war, I hope, okay? So what we do is we'll take the tzedah of the people that left, we'll take the shofrot, everybody else, v'chol et kol ish Yisrael shilach ish lo halav, that had been down there, v'shlosh me'ot ha'ish echzik, u'machane midyan ha'yalo mitachat be'emek. Now he's looking down at the machane midyan. So vayim balay lahu, and this, of course, vayim balay lahu is always the word for the Ashras HaShechina. It's always during Pesach, as Chazal point out.
Lailahu.
Always represent, this is exactly what happened over here. This was the second night, the first morning, he was thinking about the Seder and he was upset about all those Nisim. Mm-hmm. So now it's the night, at night, it's the Akrovas Omer night. So, Vayhi Balailahu, Vayomer Lavadunai, Kumre Bamachanaki Netativ Biadefa, get down there. Okay, scaredy cat, you don't always need your little signs. I'll tell you what. V'im yoreat ala red. Is he still a little nervous? Tell you what. Reinata v'fura na'archa. Why don't you and Fura, the boy that does your work, your gopher, go down together el hamachane and just listen. V'shamata ma yidabera. Okay? Believe me, after you hear what they're saying, v'achata chaskene yadecha, v'yoranata v'machane, then you'll go down, you'll do it. Hashem is telling this to Gidon. He comes to the edge of the armed guard, and he's listening in. Yeah. We've got over here Midian, v'amalek, v'chol, b'dei kerem, noflin, b'emek, ke'ar, b'larov. Listen, you've got 300 people, and this is like locusts. Okay. Ligmalayim in mispar, k'chol shal sfat hayam, larov. There's more camels than anybody's seen before. V'yavo Gidon, and he's listening in, and behold, v'hinei ish, Misaper l'Re'ehu Chalom. And this, of course, relates directly to the Chalom of Yosef, say Chazal. He's listening into a Chalom, but in that Chalom, he already gets the understanding that he's going to have a descendant that is going to be Matzil with a Chalom. And that's Gidon.
Yosef is having it.
Right, this is an insight. That's Faviv Shamarat Adavar. He recognizes that means that dreams are going to become significant in the Yorshim of Yosef. But nonetheless, in the end, he says, "Lishuascha kivisi Hashem." I'm really not all that impressed with the Gero thing. I'm waiting for the real thing. It's very interesting matters. Vayomer. So here's a guy saying to his comrade in arms, "Hinei chalom chalom." They had this weird dream. There's this round lafa made out of barley. And it's rolling down the mountain. And it's misapech b'machan the Midian. Wherever it rolls right over us. Vayavo ha'da'ol hits the tent, vayakehu, and the whole thing falls, and then it turns it upside down, throws it up into the air, and then v'nafala, the whole thing collapses on the ground. So it wasn't just a simple single defeat. It's obviously people are going to be running up to the mountain trying to escape. They're all going to be killed. So indeed, Vayan Re'eo Vayoma, oh my God, just what I was afraid of. En zot biltim cherev Gidon ben Yoash. You know what they say about the Jewish bear boy, right? So that's Gidon. You get this bang, bang outcome. So this must be.
We just had a hero boxer who was the guy who was decimated in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Orthodox.
Yeah. So here's Gidon. This must be a sign from God. Clearly, Natan Elim Biadot Minyan Vet Kol Hamachareh. We're finished. That's for sure. And all of this, of course, the Kodesh Baruch was orchestrating for him to hear. Of course. That Saorim bread that was rolling along reminds us of exactly what day it was. It was the day of Akrava Sa'imer. And so as Chazal tell us, be very careful, never be mizalzal in the chashivas of the Omer. For it was that Omer that indeed led to the entire victory of Gidon. So he's really excited about that. That's it. Vayichi Shmua Gidon et mispara chalom vet shivro. He hears the story of the dream. Here's the interpretation of the dream. Vayishtachu. Okay, now I'm empowered. Vayashov vel machane Yisrael vayomer. Kumu kinatan Adonai b'yatchem et machane Midyan. I've got it from the highest authority. We're about to win. So vayachat et shlosh meot ayish shlosha roshim. He splits up his grand army of 300 people into three main columns. Vayitin shofarot b'yad kulam. Now all of them are carrying these shofarot, we really didn't have very much except the kitchen sink, you know. Okay, fine, we'll use that. So bring your kadim rekim, and we emptied out the canteens, which are all breakable there, and put the lapidim with the fire inside the kadim so that they'll suddenly appear as we take them out. Vayomer Elam, he says to them, look, no time to discuss fancy tactics over here. Just watch me, guys. Mimenu tiru v'chintas, you just do what I do. I'm going to come right up to the edge, and it's all going to be very, very much in the dark, and then you watch me. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to blow on the shofar, Anochi and my whole group, you do the same. And you shout out, Ladonai ulegidon. So this is, as the Targum says, doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom to put it together, there's a cherev that is coming from Hashem to give the nitzachon to Gidon. So you're recognizing this is the same thing that Dvorah said to Barak. Hashem will do it, and you will be the one that will be given the nitzachon. Vayavo Gidon u'me'ayish asherito b'kteh ha'machaneh rosh ha'ashmoret ha'tichona. It was right at the beginning. Here we learn out all kinds of dinim and brachas about Kriyat Shema. How many Ashmoras are there in the Laila? So he was Rosh Ashmoret Atichona, which is basically the dead of night. It's the worst time for soldiers of Midian. Everybody's fast asleep. They're just changing the guard. So everybody's taken off their weapons. We don't know who is who exactly. The new guards are coming in. Acha keme kimet ha-shomarim. They're just putting up the new guards. Vayitke'u ba-shofaro, just as everything is nice and quiet and still, there's this mad sound of shofarot bashing kadim, and sudden appearance of all these lapidim that are inside of the kadim. Asher b'yadam v'yitku shloshet haroshim b'shofar. Of course, all three now. Blow on the shofar, smash their kadim, v'yachziku b'yad smolom b'latpidim u'b'yad yeminam ha-shofarot v'tkoa. So it sounded like a god-awful racket. And it sounded like, I mean, they're all over the place, and the fire all of a sudden, the middle of the night, and who knows who is who. Vayikru, and they're shouting, Cherev l'Adonai v'legidon, vayamdu ish tachtav saviv l'machaneh. The whole place goes bananas. Who's friends? Who's enemies? I don't know what's going on over here. Vayorot kol ha'machaneh v'yariu. So they blow the signal for retreat. These guys are blowing the signal for forward, and everybody's getting totally confused. Vayanusu vayitku shlosh v'yot ha'shofarot vayasam Adonai et cherev ish bereyehu uv'chol ha'machaneh. Everybody starts attacking everybody else, thinking every
friendly fire.
Exactly. This is the ultimate friendly fire war. Vayonas ha'machaneh ad beit ha'shita tzreirata Atzvat Avel Mechola Al Tabot. So this is still a city today, actually. In the
it's like Tuba.
Huh?
It's Tuba.
Tuba? So if you look here on the map that I've given you, and you'll see the big map in Reb Barnea's hand. So we take a look through Bikat Beit Sha'an, and we've got what's called over there Ma'avar Adam, which is today, that's the city of Adam that we spoke about in Yehoshua. Tzertan, which is apparently the Tzerarta that's mentioned over here, is right at the edge of the Yarden. They were dashing across, trying to get to the other side of the Yarden, went across the area of the Ma'avar, that is today, there's a big sign there, you can cross the Yarden at that point. And if you take a look at the larger map, where Gidon actually crosses, into Eber HaYarden, there's going to be a continued chase through Sukkot and Penuel, all along the Abok, continuing far into Eber HaYarden, chasing Midian until he gets the heads of the armies, as we'll see, as we continue over here. We're going to chase, absolutely. But now it's time to call all the boys that were up on the mountains, and it's time to come on down, exactly. And so, at this point, they are running. They're over. Avel Mechola is still a place where Mechola, the area of Mechola now. Yeah.
But they're already there overlooking Mavari. They're on the Mavari both sides across the yard. They're Mamish in position. They're on the Gilad.
Well, there's two Har Gilads. There's Gilad on the other side. Not on Gilad and Reuven.
Oh, that's where you put them? Not on the Gilboa? Oh,
there's Har Gilad is not only on the side of Eber HaYarden. There's what's called Har Gilad. That's the continuation of Har Gilad on this side of the Yarden. Take a look on the earlier maps. Okay. All right, so it's part of the Gilboa. It's part of the Gilboa. So the Har HaGilad that we're referring to over here is not. It's the continuation of Har HaGilboa, which is
really?
On your left. Apparently, they weren't yet on the other side of the Yarden.
Why not?
Because he's calling them down from there to cut them off.
Okay,
could be. I can't disprove it. I mean, we're far from Har Gilad. He chases them all the way towards Har Gilad. It doesn't make sense that they were standing at Har Gilad while everybody's still on the Eber HaYarden side.
There's a rock up there. They can see the flag.
It's far away. It does not make sense that it's that Har Gilad. And so the continued flight. Vayitzaik ish Yisrael min Naphtali min Asher min Kol min Asher vayirdefu acharei Midian. And so he got the messages. Now it's time to chase. They chase. Umalachim shalach Gidon b'chol har Ephraim limor ledu likrat Midian. I want you to go down, get into position so that when they come to sources of water, first of all, ledu lehem et hamayim. Ad Beit Bara ve'et HaYarden. I want you to be in control of all water sources and the crossings over the Yarden. Knock them off as they come. Vayitzaik kol ish Ephraim v'il kedu et hamayim ad Beit Bara ve'et HaYarden. Vayokedu shnei sarei Midian. They captured the two chiefs of Midian. One was Orev and one was Ze'ev. Vayahargu et Orev in what became known as Tzur Orev after this story. They killed Ze'ev at Ze'ev Aragu, B'Yekev Ze'ev, which was called, I'll shame this event, Vayir Defu El Midian, they chased them all the way into Midian, V'Rosh Orev Ze'ev, Heviu El Gid'on, Me'ev El Yarden. And so, it was the people from Ephraim that captured Orev and Zev, bringing their heads back from Ever HaYarden to Commander Gideon. And they were not very happy with him, as we'll see tomorrow.
They were not happy with Gideon.
They were not happy with him taking...
Doing
a job without them. This whole business of the 300 guys using tin cans. They did not like the approach, but we'll see about that.
No weapon in their hand.
Flashlights and boomboxes.